Ram Ram. Discourse 11 by Swami Ram Sukhdas Ji Maharaj from the book Sadhko Ke Prati. Such a thing is being revealed to you whereby divinity is realized, and on realizing it, it becomes firmly rooted. This is absolutely everyone's experience. The insentient nature is ever-changing, and the sentient supreme essence, the Paramatma Tattva, never undergoes any change whatsoever. It remains eternally as is. From childhood to the present, we have experienced both the unchanging and the constantly changing. It is the experience of the unchanging that I am that same one. It is everyone's experience that the world, the body, the mental tendencies, the feelings, the sentiments, incidents, situations, circumstances, state, condition, etc. are all the kind to change. However, we, that knower of the changing, are unchanging. When we remain established in the changing, then we experience pleasure and pain. Purusha Sukha Dukha Naam Bhokta Tve Hetu Ruchyate. Gita, chapter 13, verse 20, meaning, in the experience of pleasure and pain, the Purush is said to be the cause. Purusha Prakati Sohi, from Gita, chapter 13, verse 21, meaning, Purush or Self is seated in the Prakati or nature. It is a man who is situated in nature that becomes occupier and bhokta or experiencer of pleasure and pain. Our mental tendencies keep changing. Our states keep changing. Our conditions keep changing. Our feelings keep changing. Our actions keep changing. Our situations, circumstances keep changing. When we become situated in the changing, then we are established in Prakriti. When we become situated in desires, anger, elation, dejection, attraction, aversion, and various mind-intellect tendencies that arise, then we become dependent and we become the enjoyer or sufferer of pleasure and pain. In fact, the true dukkha or sorrow has two names, sukha, pleasure, and dukkha, pain. Just as herbs infection is one's illness, but has two names, itching and burning. Itching or scratching gives the person relief and feels good, whereas the burning sensation makes one feel bad. In this, the portion that makes one feel good is also an illness, and the part that makes one feel good is also an illness. In the same way, when we become happy and sad, when we blend with the changing, that too is an illness. The meaning of an illness is a person who is not established in the Swarup or Self. The person is situated in Prakriti. When we are not situated in the changing tendencies, feelings, actions, etc., when we remain separate from them, we remain in the Self. Then we remain even-minded in pleasure as well as pain. Sama Dukkha Sukha Swastha. Gita chapter 14 verse 24, meaning remain balanced in pleasure and pain, established in the Self. It is our experience that we remain in all states, conditions, circumstances and incidents. If it weren't so, how would we have the knowledge of all these states or conditions, etc.? We are aware of this. From this, it is proven that we remain. We have knowledge of waking, dream, dormancy, deep trance, and unconscious states. We are also aware of the pain and pleasure. We are also aware of afflictions, attachment, worries, attraction, aversions, etc. Therefore, we are devoid of affliction, attachment, worries, fear, fright, etc. If it were not so, then we would experience joy. We would not experience any suffering. Day and night, we would be in remorse and we would not experience any joy. However, it is not so. We have experience of good as well as bad based on our favorable and unfavorable situations. Therefore, in fact, we are beyond the good and not so good. Let us become established in this non-duality. Then we will be liberated very easily. Nirdvando hi mahabhavo sukham bandhat pramuchyate. Gita, chapter 5, verse 3, meaning, only he who has transcended the pairs of opposite is easily set free from bondage. As such, we are liberated. But due to assuming the pairs of opposites as our own, we are trapped. Ichha dvesha samothena dvanda mohena bharata sarva bhutani sammoham sargeyanti parantapa. Gita chapter 7 verse 27, meaning, through the delusion of the pairs of opposites, born of desire and hatred, all beings are subject to utter ignorance. Becoming deluded by these pair of opposites, wishing for something and aversion, elation and dejection, God or Paramatma, who is beyond these two, is not known. Sargeyanti means, in the very beginning itself, this jeev or embodied soul becomes deluded and time and again goes through cycles of birth and death. Not getting situated in the changing one must remain established in the swarup or self, the knower of all that is changing, and not change with all that comes in the sphere of knowledge, that is, all the changing things. In other words, let us not assume our oneness with the changing. Then we will be naturally and axiomatically situated in the self-identity. The name for remaining established in the self-identity is called Jivanamukti or liberation. However, not remaining with the one that stays and blending with the one that is changing is called bondage. We can break away from this bondage whenever we please, and we can grab hold of bondage whenever we please. In this, we are not dependent. Rather, we are independent. We can never remain situated in bondage by grabbing hold of the binding and becoming disinclined to the self. And it can never be possible to remain apart from that self, because the bondages continue to break. We grab hold of new ones and the self remains as is. It never changes. We are naturally established in the self. By not honoring our natural and axiomatic state and honoring the foreign state, which is constantly changing, giving it significance, this is called wandering aimlessly in the cycles of birth and death and experiencing suffering. When we do not take the support of the changing and remain established in the knower of all that is changing, then we are liberated right away. In liberation, there is no future time. When some things are not there, some state is not there, some situations are not there, then on applying one's time, those can be attained. However, liberation is not attained on applying time. It is beyond time, and it is at all times. It is not in a particular place. It is at all places. It is not in a particular thing. It is in everything. Though it is altogether beyond place, time, object, people, then too it is all pervasive in everyone. Remaining situated in that means remaining established in the self-identity. The mind intellect of jnani or knowledgeable one keeps changing. prakasham cha privetem cha mohameva cha pandava. Gita, chapter 15, verse 22. Meaning, he, the gunatit, does not hate sattuguna, light of wisdom, rajogun, activity, and tamogun, delusion, when they are present. This means that an enlightened, liberated, great soul's mind intellect has the light of wisdom, activity, and delusion. Changing is the nature of the modes of nature, whereas unchanging is the nature of the self. We are naturally and axiomatically situated in the self. We have to only not become situated in prakriti. Now, if someone says that we understand this point, but it does not last, then the answer is, in reality, this point never goes away. Rather, it stays all the time, constantly. Because we know and are aware that this point does not last. Not lasting, this is prakriti. And lasting is the knower, the swaroop, the self. The point is, only that one should not blend with prakriti, which is constantly perishing. Whereas we, the self, is imperishable. Is the one who knows that this is not lasting also perishing? If he is also perishing, then who is it that knows the perishing? If the knower of the things that are perishing does not remain, who will know the perishing? Nature is ever changing. It will most certainly change. Waking will take place. Dream will take place. Dormancy will take place. Good things will happen. Not so good things will also happen. Favorable things will happen. Unfavorable will also happen. All this will go on to eternity. However, what difference will it make to the knower of all this? Let us not become situated in the changing. Let us not be concerned about the changing. Let us remain always situated in the self only. We have to care about the self. Do not stay away from it. Let us have a firm determination, a resolve. Then there will be no mistake. The more you stay in it, that much you will benefit. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.